tenemos the patient is Nidia del Castillo, the last name DEL space CASTILLO, first name AEENYDIA. Clinical case of an 81-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass in February of 2022. The patient had two episodes of supraventricular tachycardia after the cardiac surgery. The patient was found in a stress test with the left anterior descending territory ischemic changes as well as in the apex period. A cardiac catheterization was done and stents were deployed. And ever since then, the patient is in very good condition. Period. Today comes for a follow-up. She's a CKD stage 2. We order evaluation of macroalbumin creatinine ratio that was to my 397, which is elevated, and the protein creatinine ratio is like 800 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine. Period. Whether or not this is related to a changes after the procedures, exposure to contrast material. The patient is not taking any non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and all along she has been taking her Irbesartan 75 milligrams every day, period. We are going to increase the administration of Irbesartan to 75 milligrams POVID. We are going to reevaluate the proteinuria in 6 weeks. This patient is a candidate for finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, finerenone, that is going to protect the kidney as well as the cardiovascular system, and revert the proteinuria, period. Number two, arterial hypertension. Today the blood pressure reading was 158 over 56. The increase in the administration of Irbesartan will improve the arterial hypertension. The patient is also recommended to decrease the sodium intake and avoid the fluid overload, following over hyperlipidemia under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.